This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, April 10th. God's word for you today is above and beyond. Our scripture reading is taken from Ephesians 3 verse 20 to 21, which says, "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen." Luke 23 verse 43 says, "And Jesus replied, I assure you, today you will be with me in paradise. This man asked to be remembered, and Jesus said, you will be with me." I like to step into the scene when I read scripture. This man probably just meant, Jesus, remember your boy. Anything you do for your boy is good. I always want to be in the place where I can say to God, anything you give to your boy is good. Just like the Syrophoenician woman in Mark 7, verse 24 to 30, please read, said, "Even if it is crumbs of bread that comes from your table, I am fine, because if there is flour in the bread, there is flour in the crumbs. If there is butter in the bread, there is butter in the crumbs. If there is sugar in the bread, there is sugar in the crumbs. And if there is healing in the bread, there is healing in the crumbs. The crumbs are fine." Luke 7, verse 28. Please read. Put yourself in a place where you are at the mercy of God. David will say, "I would rather fall into the hands of God than fall into the hands of men, because there is mercy with you, God." So this man said to Jesus, "Remember me." It could mean, like in the story of Lazarus and the rich man, all the rich man was asking for was a drop of water. If Jesus had just instructed an angel to be giving him two drops of water while he was in hell, that would have been remembrance. Or he could instruct that the man should not be put in the compartment that is not super hot. That would have been unmerited favor. If Jesus had said, "Do not put this one in fire, let him just be walking on the corridors in hell," that would have been fantastic. The thief on the left hand would have been jealous. Jesus could have said, "Give him a fresh supply of food in hell." That would have been great. But Jesus did beyond what the man could ever ask or think. Jesus said to him, "Today you will be with me in paradise." God does exceedingly, abundantly, above what we can ever think or imagine. Should I tell you a secret? You are getting a lot of secrets already, but I want to give you one additional secret. The secret is, with God, do not write your own check. Let God write your check. Many people want to write their own checks by themselves. By faith, I write my check. I have faith and I declare. It is good, but that is kindergarten. You need to get to a level where you let God write your checks. Do you know what I say to God? I say, anything you do for your boy is good. When God writes your checks, he is going to write it based on what he has in store. If your friend that has 2 million naira writes you a check, what can he possibly write in the check? You know that it cannot be more than 2 million. If your uncle that has $1 million writes you a check, what can he possibly write? If a government that has $10 trillion writes you a check, what can they possibly write? But if a God that owns the heaven and the earth, the cattle on 1,000 hills, the silver and the gold writes you a check, boom. Let us pray. Father, remember me, remember your love for me, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.